Lecture four. So we're looking at periodicity in the main group elements, and we're going to wander along from group one across the period, and we'll try and look for trends in the properties of the particular elements and trends in the reactivity of the elements concerned. So looking here at group one and group two, and remember there's two systems of the periodic table. The older one has got 1A's, 2A's, etc., and the more modern one just has got 1 and 2. Chemists invariably just use the old system. The new one is a little bit more systematic, but it hasn't been really widely adopted by most people. The advantage to using group 1A and 2A is that those group numbers tell you the number of valence electrons. So when you're trying to work out bonding, it's just more convenient to work with the old system. So looking at trends then in the elements themselves as we move down a particular group, we can see that the size of the atomic radius increases as we go down, and this is completely intuitive. The more electrons you put in, the bigger the atom should be. When we look at the size of the ion that's related to the atom, then again, this is completely fitting with what we would expect. If we take an electron off to go from lithium to lithium plus, then the atomic radius drops down to become the ionic radius because we've just lost electrons which are occupying the volume of the atom or the ion. The elements that you'll be most comfortable with then will be lithium through to potassium. After that, rubidium and cesium are less sort of common. In second semester, we work on naming rules, but at the moment, you should be comfortable with rubidium and cesium. Francium then is something that's exotic. I've never seen it, so I don't think you should worry about that too much. Over the other side, beryllium dropping down, same trends. The difference here is that when you look at beryllium, there is actually no ionic radius. So we immediately start to get a trend going on as we go across the period then, in that here we obviously form an ion from lithium, whereas when we go to beryllium, we don't. So this thing is already wanting to form covalent compounds rather than ionic compounds. So that's what we're going to be looking at. It's useful to get an idea where some of these elements actually come from. So this particular mineral here, lepidolite, then contains lithium through to rubidium, and beryl clearly is going to have beryllium in it, magnesite, magnesium, and any of you doing earth science? Okay, this is called calcite. So it's not limestone, it's actually calcite as a mineral. So that then is containing calcium. The rarer ones then, you'll find strontium and strontonite, pitch blend then, if we're looking for radium sitting down the bottom. The trends in the properties of the elements, these guys then are metals, and so our characteristic for a metal, it'll have a moderate sort of a melting point and a high boiling point, so in purple the boiling points, and in light bluey grey the melting points. Now as we go down then, these melting points and boiling points are decreasing. We're throughout this trying to relate the actual properties that we observe to the characteristics of the element itself. So at the top then we have got a small element. At the bottom we've got a very large one. The electrons then are much more delocalized around that central atom. As a result, the bonding holding one metal atom to the next is going to be weaker, so the thing loses its ability to stay as a coherent solid more readily when it's a big fat heavy element sitting at the bottom versus a tiny tight element sitting at the top. When we go from group 1, which invariably wants to form a 1 plus cation, across to group 2, which always wants to form a 2 plus cation if it's going to form a cation, the trend then will say that the melting points in this first one then are considerably lower than melting points in group 2. We've now got two valence electrons that we throw into the metallic bonding. Over here we've only got one, and so this one then bonds more strongly, so we have higher melting points and higher boiling points.